News.
It's 7:30 and 16 degrees now in Canberra. Partly cloudy with showers later and the chance of a thunderstorm tonight, a top of 27 degrees. Good morning, I'm Marcus Paul with Capital Radio News. Canberra-based Brindabella Airlines has been placed into receivership with all flights suspended indefinitely. It's understood the regional airline, which is based in the capital, is struggling with millions of dollars in debts. The news is devastating for the airline's 140 staff ahead of Christmas. They'll find out more details on their future at a meeting at 9 o'clock this morning. David Winterbottom from Receivers Quarter Menthers told Capital Radio some will lose their jobs across the country, but they're hopeful the airline will be sold with minimal losses.
Now, we're in the process of working out at the moment which staff we will keep on to manage the airline at the present time. There will undoubtedly be some employees that have stood down, and we're in the process of advising those employees today in Canberra, Brisbane, Sydney and Newcastle.
Meanwhile, Peter Gibson from the Civil Aviation Authority says the appointment of receivers has come as a shock to them.
There had been some breakdowns in their maintenance procedures and they needed to be addressed, but beyond that, it was certainly not something that should lead to the demise of the company.
The ACT SES responded to more than 60 calls for help overnight following Canberra's wild weather. Storm damage, including leaking roofs, was mostly confined to the southern areas, including Conda, Theodore and Banks. Eight SES teams worked overnight with backup from the ACT Fire, Rescue and TAMS. The ACT has the best policies for combating alcohol-related harm in Australia. According to a new policy scorecard, the National Alliance for Action on Alcohol has rewarded the ACT government for strengthened measures against drink driving and early intervention policies. Canberra topping the country across the 10 criteria with a modest score of just 57 out of 100. Chief Minister Katie Gallagher says we face the same issues as the rest of the country.
We're seeing the levels of drinking increase, the amount that's being drunk increase. We're seeing the age of particularly children or young people decrease, so they're starting to drink earlier, they're drinking more. It's a part of normal Australian life, and that's having consequences.
And the Abbott government will reveal more bad news for the Australian economy tomorrow, with debt blowing out to nearly $50 billion. Olivia Leeming explains.
The Abbott government is blaming Labor for leaving a so-called fiscal disaster